to have to listen to our our experiments there. We want to have a more dignified thing than that. Gee, this is fun. I haven't done this in a while. I used to do this all the time.
Sure.
But I've been having other people do it.
Yeah.
And now this keeps me honest. All right, I think that that's good. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a taped interview with Millard Sheets at his home in Wallala, California, on the southernmost part of the Mendocino Coast, a place appropriately and colorfully called Barking Rocks. The date is October 28th, 1986. Paul Carlstrom is the interviewer. Well, Millard, it's a great pleasure to be here at last. We've, I think, talked about doing an interview for the archives. I don't know, it must have been, what did we decide, 6-7 years ago when I was up here the first time. Not quite sure. And now we have occasion to do so, and I think it's relevant that I say why we're here at this time. It's in connection with these wonderful scrapbooks, Reginald Johnson scrapbooks that came into your possession by a rather remarkable set of circumstances, and you dutifully called us, contacted the archives, and then back in July, I think it was, I came up here and we took the scrapbooks, which are marvelous books that deal with Southern clippings from Southern, dealing with Southern California art history. Took them back and had them microfilmed, and we're now returning them. The reason I mention this is because I think these scrapbooks provide information that until recently has been extremely difficult to come by, and that is information dealing with the art history of an important region in this country, the region being Southern California. Especially difficult to find information on an earlier period, say the first half of the century. What now many younger art historians, sort of revisionist art historians, are looking at as far more interesting period and place than they had realized. You, of course, were very much a part of that. And what I'm hoping to achieve today and tomorrow, and whatever other days are necessary to do this, in interview, is to gather some of your, to have the benefit of some of your direct and personal experience in Southern California as a native born who chose to go into the field of art and then made an enormous contribution to the art history of that area. What I would like to do, if we may, is start with some basic biographical information. Now, it's been covered elsewhere, as we've discussed before. There are at least two monographs that I know of, and perhaps more, that detail your career and life, which I must say right now is a varied career, a complex career, because you've been involved in so many things, and all of them successfully. Nonetheless, I think that it's important to start out our discussions here, which will result in perhaps a little special insight into the art world of Southern California, with a description of the source, meaning you. So perhaps we could lay in some just basic biographical information, where you were born, you know, some of your early experiences, always keeping in mind that we're interested primarily here in information that then leads on into the art, your own career as an artist.
Well, that's fair enough, and I think that will be easy to do in a very fairly small number of words.